Welcome to Embrace Relief. I am Chelsea Winterhaller, and I am so excited to be your coach today. This is episode 93, Forcing Happiness. Are you forcing yourself to be happy? And is that really the way you want to live? I don't want to live that way. I believe that having compassion for your thoughts gets you going in the direction you want to go so much quicker. And that's what we're talking about today. Hello, hello. Welcome to the podcast. I want you to do something for me. I want you to think of the last time that you tried to force your own happiness. I can share with you the last time that I tried to force my own happiness, and that was this morning. Today is my son's 14th birthday, and also the day that he passed away 14 years ago on this day. And I had a friend ask me this morning a simple and innocent question. She said, "How is your week going?" And I immediately forced my happiness. I said, "It's going good. I have this going and that going." And then I realized that I was completely faking it. I wasn't feeling happy. I was actually feeling a lot of emotions on this day, which anyone would in my situation. And I interrupted myself and I told her, "You know what? I'm actually not having the best day ever. I'm feeling kind of emotional. It's been 14 years since my son passed away. And on top of that, I also have a big appointment for one of my other children tomorrow, and I'm just feeling a lot of emotions." It felt so much better to get that all out of my brain and off my chest than it did for me to simply sit there and force the happiness. This person and I were then able to have a really connecting conversation. And after that, we were able to move on to the reason we were having the conversation in the first place, which was to get some work done. And if I had chosen to continue in my state of forcing happiness, I would have been holding on to those big emotions the entire time that we were attempting to get work done. I want to share some ways with you today that prove that forcing happiness is not how you get where you want to be going. I believe that having compassion for your thoughts gets you going in the right direction, the direction you want to be going so much quicker. Forcing happiness brings delayed sadness. And if you are like me, you hate delays. Delays only do one thing for us. They make us go slower, right? Think about when you're driving in your car and you have your map up and you're headed to your destination and all of a sudden you see yellow or red pop up on the road. Your brain immediately thinks, "Shoot, this is going to delay me." You guys, delays take longer. I promise that forcing happiness simply brings delayed sadness. Forcing happiness does not take your problems away. It just delays you feeling them. Forcing happiness doesn't make aches and pains disappear. It delays feeling them. Forcing happiness doesn't turn the clouds to sun in the long run. It simply delays the current emotion that you are feeling until later. And we all delay our heartaches sometimes. And because we've all done it, we know how it feels and we know how it turns out. There comes a time where you actually do have to process it. This morning, I am so glad that I decided to tell my friend that I was actually having an emotional week. It eased my burden instead of delaying the burden until later. We were able to go on and have our meeting as we planned, and my heart wasn't heavy because I knew she understood where I was and I didn't have to fake it. The awesome thing is that I could actually continue forward in our conversation, it just looked different than I thought it was going to. It looked like a little bit of a calmer conversation. I wasn't my bubbly and smiling self like I typically am, but we were still able to move forward. I promise that you can move forward without delaying your emotions. You don't have to have one or the other. You can have feelings and continue on in your day. When I tell my clients this, they look at me like a deer in the headlights. I promise you can do it. It doesn't have to be one or the other. You can have the feelings and continue forward. And it isn't forcing happiness. It is choosing to be present and still continue. Being present is the way. Now we're going to do this by having some compassion for our thoughts. So we're just going to take some time to accept how you're feeling in the moment. I was talking to a friend last week, and her sister is moving to a new city in a few weeks. She has 4 kids and she still has nowhere to live. So my friend kept expressing to me, I am so worried about her. When she thinks, I am so worried about my sister, she feels stressed, right? And when she feels stress, her brain spins. She actually physically paces. She goes to the new cookie shop and gets a delicious cookie. She scans Relitter.com for hours and hours on end. The funny thing is, none of these actions are getting her to feel less stress because she is still thinking, I am so worried about my sister. Now, this is where our human brains come in, and they try to force happiness. So typically, the next thought that might come to your brain in this situation would be, I just keep trying to remind myself that they're going to be okay. Can you put yourself in this situation? I can. I do it to myself daily. My brain bounces back and forth between a quote negative thought and a quote positive thought. But in my friend's case, she said to me, it isn't working. I either feel like a robot who's just being weirdly optimistic, even when things are looking terrible, or I'm freaking out and totally stressed about something I have no control over. We are missing the middle portion of this. We can look in the mirror and scream, I just need to be optimistic. But do you know what that creates? That creates a feeling of stress. We can all look in the mirror and scream, I'm just so worried about her. Do you know what that thought creates? A feeling of stress. So what is the answer? I want you to picture something for me. I want you to picture a bridge that is going across a huge ravine with a river below it. And you are on one side of the ravine. You are thinking one of those thoughts. You are thinking, I am so worried about my sister. And on the other side of the bridge, way far on the other side of the ravine, there is a thought, I can be optimistic. And you want so bad to get to that thought. But we have one fatal flaw. All of the planks between where you are now and where you want to be on the other side of the ravine, all of the planks on the bridge are missing. You need to build the planks. You need to take a pause and build the planks one at a time. We cannot just jump across this ravine and jump from the thought, I am so worried, to I can be optimistic. We cannot make that jump. It is too far, my friends. But we can lay down one plank at a time that can help bridge the gap between where we are now and where we want to be. Here are some thoughts that you can try on when you are in this situation. Now you're going to notice that these thoughts all begin with the same two words, and they are some of my very favorite words in the whole universe, especially when I am practicing compassion for myself, when I have this huge ravine that I am trying to get over and it's just not working. These are the thoughts. Of course, I want the best for my sister. Of course, I am worried about my sister and about her children. Of course, I want to be positive for her. I love showing up as a positive sister. Can you feel the difference in those thoughts? They're not the thoughts that we're screaming in the mirror and trying to force ourselves to believe. They are compassionate thoughts, and those can change everything. These are the kind of thoughts that build planks on your bridge. These thoughts create empathy and compassion for yourself and for your sister. And the beautiful thing is your sister will be able to feel it too. These thoughts take some of the pressure off of being negative or being positive all of the time. You do not have to choose one or the other. I actually love to live in the middle. I love to give myself that grace to have the opportunity to feel what I'm feeling without forcing happiness, but still continuing forward over that bridge. This is the first plank, my friends. I promise you. You can use this awesome new skill that you learned today in many different situations. I recently started taking some new college courses, and my brain has been telling me, you have no idea how to comprehend college material. You haven't done this for 20 years. And then I'm jumping all the way across to the other side of the bridge, and I'm thinking, don't be ridiculous. You're so much smarter than you were now than you were then. You can do this. But I'm missing all of the planks in between. And when I take a pause and remind myself that I don't have to force myself to be happy, but that, of course, my brain has the capacity to wire new pathways and learn new things. That feels so calming to me. It feels so accepting to me. And what's beautiful about these thoughts that start with, of course, is they don't leave you frozen in the moment. They actually help you propel forward towards true happiness, not a forced state of being. I want to tell you something. That new thought way across the bridge on the other side, it might not be an antidote to your problem. I do know that what helps our problems now is building these planks one by one and working our way across the bridge at our own pace. I know in my personal experience that forcing happiness only delays my sadness. I do not want that for my life. I want the grace and empathy that comes when I have compassion for my thoughts. Doing this can change everything. It definitely has changed everything for me. Learning how to be present is the way. Forcing happiness will not take your problems away. It will only delay them. If this resonated with you today, I want you to do two things. Go to my website and set up a completely free consult. We can talk one-on-one. We can figure out what areas of your life you want to zoom in on and really figure out what emotions are fueling you today. And second, I would love you to share this podcast with a friend. If it resonated with you, it will definitely help them too. I'll see you soon, friends.